The National Women's Hall of Fame induction ceremony on Saturday honored 11 women leaders in politics, activism, fashion, music, aviation, and science. WXXI's Noelle Evans has the highlights.
Inductees acknowledged the centuries-long history of women's resistance and celebrated the many forms of collective action across various struggles that women have been fighting in the U.S. U.S. Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor says that the spirit of those who fought for women's rights from generations before is still alive.
The Hall of Fame already honors so many of these visionaries, but think of those millions and millions and millions of unsung heroines whose shoulders we all stand on because they faced adversity and oppression with grace, dignity, and perseverance.
Professor and activist Angela Davis, who was involved in the Black Panther Party during the Civil Rights Movement, says that she accepts the honor as an acknowledgement of collective achievements.
None of the accomplishments taken into consideration by those who invited me to accept this honor are mine alone, and that thus I cannot pretend that as an individual I am worthy of this honor.
She adds that when she and others began speaking out against racial injustice and sexual abuse of women, they did not expect that it would be 50 years later before those issues would be taken seriously. Actor and activist Jane Fonda says that the next fight women have ahead of them is in the struggle to take on the global climate change crisis.
The women's movement of which they were pioneers has helped all of us realize the power we have and grow less afraid of using it. And we have to use it today like we never have before. We are living in the last possible moment in human history. You young people, I am so sorry that we have done this to you. When we can do something about climate change or fail to do so, thereby condemning hundreds of millions of people to a non-livable future.
Fonda's induction stirred controversy. The Seneca Falls town supervisor threatened to pull funding from the hall if Fonda was inducted. The resolution was not passed. As an anti-war activist in 1972, Fonda was photographed in North Vietnam on an anti-aircraft gun. Some Vietnam veterans say that the act is unforgivable. Fonda has apologized for causing harm. Others, such as composer Lori Spiegel, whose music is literally out in space on the Voyager, as well as molecular biologist Flossie Wongstahl, whose work with a team to clone HIV was instrumental in proving HIV to be the cause of AIDS, were also inducted on Saturday. Noelle Evans, WXXI News.